Saint Andrew, pray for us. Hail, Holy Cross, receive the disciple of him who hung upon thee, my Master Christ. Through thee may he receive me, who through thee redeemed me. This is the prayer of Saint Andrew when he went to the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, yesterday, children, we began our new season, a new church year, the season of Advent, getting ready for Christmas, getting ready for the coming of Christ. And I think that you all made a very good start, because I saw all of you at church yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Sometimes one or the other of you aren't able to come, or your parents don't bring you. The third commandment tells us we must always come to Mass every Sunday and every holy day. And now I see you all again today. There's little Ben, and then there's Just in Time, and the Soli cousins, and everybody else. And here we are back at Mass again just the next day. Most people get to wait a whole week before they come to Mass. But you children come every school day to Mass. Why is that? Well, the story of today's saint, who was a great apostle, he was the first one to be called by Christ to leave his fishing nets and his father and everything he had and to follow our Lord as an apostle, and his name is Saint Andrew. When he was martyred, that means dying for the faith, children, after having preached throughout quite a bit of the world, he saw the cross that they had gotten ready for him, and he exclaimed with love and with joy that he was going to be able to suffer on the cross. And so the Protoclete, that's what the Greeks call him, the first called, tells us how we should look upon the Mass. This is his story. So, he was arrested, and the pagans prepared a cross, only it wasn't a regular cross like our Lord's. It was a cross that was shaped like an X. And he saw it up on the hill waiting for him, and he exclaimed with joy because he was going to be able to suffer just as our Lord did by being crucified. And so they put him on the cross, and it was shaped like an X. And eventually, you don't die too soon with that kind of a crucifixion, because for a while you're pretty strong still, you can breathe. Well, eventually the pagan governor came and he said, you should get down from that cross and you should offer up sacrifice to all of our pagan gods and idols and to the emperor and everybody. And he said, that would be a blasphemy, St. Andrew said. I offer daily, every day, the sacrifice. I don't offer up the flesh of bulls and the blood of goats, things like that. I offer the flesh of the Lamb of God. And then everyone who believes, who has the Catholic faith, receives the Lamb of God at the Mass, and the Lamb is not diminished in any way. He's still our glorious Lord. That's what I do every day. So don't ask me to go ahead and sacrifice to your devils, because I won't. Every day. Well, of course, some days you might not be able to make it to Mass. Perhaps you would be ill, or, of course, when there's vacations or Saturdays, then you school children aren't with us at Mass. But every day the Mass is offered by many priests still throughout the world. Not as many as there used to be, but there still are priests who are offering the Mass. And what about you, children, if you can't make it to Mass? Are you going to be far away from Christ's cross? I don't think so. Not if you remember what? What must you remember? The sign of the cross every day? And when you see your cross, don't cry. Don't complain. Don't try to run away. Or don't get grim and frowny and grumpy. No, when you see the cross, sing the song as St. Andrew did, when he sang an antiphon from Vespers. O bona crux, he cried out. O good cross. O precious cross. That's a hard thing for us to remember, isn't it? it's probably even harder to remember that than it is to remember to come to Mass every Sunday and holy day of the year. But that's a sacrifice too, isn't it? And remember, during Advent especially, we must offer up extra sacrifices to get ready for our Lord. If he came down to this earth, children, he came down to die for us on the cross, to be a sacrifice for our sins. And that's what the Holy Mass is. Still today, it puts you and me at Calvary, next to our Lord, for the great sacrifice. The cross is for everybody. A long time ago today, many years ago, children, I was what's called consecrated a bishop. A bishop is above a priest, and a bishop has certain powers to be the successor of the apostles. And some of the bishop's jobs are to bless and consecrate the holy oils that we use in the sacraments. And he does that, and he gives many special blessings with many indulgences by the sign of the cross, because that's very powerful. And then he confirms. Some of you have been confirmed, and some of you haven't. And when he confirms you with those holy oils, the holy chrism, he makes the sign of the cross right where everybody can see it, right on your forehead, to make you a brave soldier of Christ. But then most of all, we have bishops still today so that they can ordain priests. And after a young man has studied for a long, long time, years and years, then finally he is ordained a priest, and his main job as a priest would be to offer up the true Holy Mass, to keep the Mass going. When a man is ordained a priest, there are many extra beautiful ceremonies. Some of you older children have been to some ordinations, and there have been some ordinations even in this church, including of the two fathers who are kindly assisting me today at the altar for this special Mass of my anniversary day. And I was thinking today about the special kind of a cross that I make on the hands, on the palms of the hands of the priests when I ordain them. Usually we make the sign of the cross, it's called the Greek cross, this way. But when the bishop anoints the hands of the priest with the holy oil so that they become holy and are only allowed, the hands of a priest, to touch our Lord in the sacred host, the Blessed Sacrament, well, when he does, the bishop dips his thumb in the holy oil, and he makes the cross of St. Andrew. Isn't that interesting? It goes like this, and then he goes like this. He makes an X first, and then he anoints the whole of the hand from the finger all the way down, so that everything gets anointed first on this hand. But he starts by making a big X, St. Andrew's cross. And maybe that's because St. Andrew is the saint of the Mass, of the daily Mass, of going to the sacrifice. And that's why we have priests. And that's why we're Catholics. Non-Catholics and even Catholics wouldn't really be obliged to. But especially non-Catholics, they only go to church once or twice a week. And many Catholics only do that too. But it's a privilege to go every day. Because when you come to Mass, children, you go up to Calvary. You're at the sacrifice, and you're getting great strength and great power. So, especially I'm thinking, this Advent, let's make every cross count. And let's love most of all the precious opportunity we have every time we get to go to the cross, just as St. Andrew did, and to cry out, not, oh no, not again, and never to be distracted or irreverent, but to be as holy as possible so that we could cry out, oh, good cross, oh, precious cross. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.